Saving money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
A big development forced by the Big Ten in Eugene. You guys seen what's happening to the Oregon basketball floor?
That just sounds weird hearing you say Big Ten in Eugene. And I think I know what you're going to say.
Los Angeles feels like the Big Ten.
The water bong in the background, too.
Seattle feels Big Ten.
Indeed. Yeah, the UW campus, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of gray. It's expansive. They got a big stadium.
Yeah, it looks like
picturesque.
It'd be a good fall afternoon,
the greatest
gray fall afternoon.
In college football.
And
it's right there on the water, kind of like Madison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the University of Wisconsin's right there on the lake.
Sailgating.
Yeah.
Fun time.
Los Angeles going to feel really, really Big Ten-ish.
Oh, totally.
I'm surprised there have not been Big Ten ads at Dodger games. I've been looking.
It's very similar to when I drive through downtown Chicago and I see the Northwestern billboards and I think, yeah, because downtown Chicago and Chicago overall, they love their Big Ten football.
That's Chicago's Big Ten team.
It is.
So I've been
Chicago
told.
Feels Big Ten-ish.
Yeah.
As far as the surrounding, sure, but the overall.
The climate?
If you ask anybody in Chicago, hey, are you into Big Ten football?
Yeah,
I'm like, when's Sunday? When do the Bears play?
Oh, no, I think, yeah, the Bears are always the number one team, but there's enough alums from all over that I think,
yes.
Chicago's a good Big Ten.
You have a lot of transplants.
Good Big Ten city.
Sure.
Not a Northwestern city, but a good Big Ten city.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Okay, that's
Midwestern.
Fair. Not Northwestern.
But Eugene, like when people go to Eugene, I mean, they're going to be in heaven. They're going to go, this is the Big Ten. This reminds me of Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a lot of people that, you know, smell like dryer sheets.
Mm.
You got a lot of people wearing Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Very comfortable.
Okay.
Smell like dryer sheets?
Some of them smell delicious.
Oh, I've never
sniffed an Oregon fan.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm just saying in general.
This fan smells like Snuggle Bear.
Like if I ever got close to Post Malone, I would think he smells like a dryer sheet.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Karl Malone, I'm going the other way.
I've never heard that used. That's fantastic.
Mm. I mean, I like Eugene. because they have a Dutch Bros coffee. That's where that's big. I love Dutch Bros
coffee.
Yeah,
people say it's a big deal.
I feel like in Eugene, there are going to be a lot of crunchy granola people there.
Granola can be good.
They love the Birkenstocks with socks.
They like their wheat.
Yeah, they do. They just like being out there and open. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody that went to the Oregon-Nebraska game, but so the Big Ten is coming to Eugene.
Yeah.
It's coming. And the Big Ten has said, for God's sake, you got to do something about your basketball floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it has been the trees.
Yep.
On TV, it can be distracting. I will tell you in person, after doing a game there.
Yeah, so you've been there.
It's not. It's actually very unique in person. I don't think TV does it justice.
I'm sure.
It's kind of cool. But TV, it can be distracting.
Yeah. You're the one person I can ask this. Oregon or TCU, which one was worse when you did a game there? Because I've done one in Fort Worth, but never in Eugene.
Well, the broadcast position has a lot to do with it. TCU, you're sitting next to
a fan.
You know, Billy Jake Booster, who is like right next to you,
and
you're across from the benches. Oregon, I kind of liked. I like that arena in Oregon. But amazingly, because they're forced by the Big Ten, that's the power of Tony Petitti.
Hmm.
They are redoing their floor, and it will not have that look anymore.
Yeah, they're going to brighten it up. And so
is this going to be like the barn? Remember the one year at Williams Arena where they brightened up the floor, and you like couldn't see?
Yeah, it was freaky. You thought there was some type of CGI going on with the broadcast itself.
I just put a giant duck at midfield.
Well, remember all the colors really popped off of it, too. When I saw this, I think it was on Ducks Wire yesterday. They mentioned the exact same thing you did, though, saying, when you're in person, it doesn't really bother you, but that's the push of this thing, is the amount of eyeballs that will be on with the Big Ten audience tuning in, that they want to brighten up the court.
I don't think anyone's watching Rutgers at Oregon at 10 o'clock, but okay.
Oh, imagine the Rutgers, the red just popping from that color. I always likened it to the TV visual of it was as if you sliced a hole in the top of the arena and a bunch of dirt just spilled out onto it. That's what it looks like on TV. that just a bunch of crap that was on top of the arena just spilled out onto the floor. I'm not sad about this. Now, again, I've never seen it in person. I've only seen it on TV.
Yeah, much different in person. It doesn't, it's not as jarring in person.
Okay. Okay.
And it actually seems like it makes sense. And also when you're sitting like floor level, you don't, it really doesn't, you know, have an impact on you. Mm-hmm. But when you're watching on TV, it can be distracting. Mm-hmm. After a while, you go, the first time you go, ah, it's kind of cool. And then you go, whoa, what the heck is going on there?
What other game is on?
Wow. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
So
25 years ago.
We didn't really touch yesterday was the anniversary of the passing of Brooke Boehringer, which has been 28 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that today what they're showing?
I think so.
The Columbine
was on the 19th.
The shooting at Columbine in Denver was 25 years ago.
Yep.
Wow. And
oh no, you know, April 20th. It's tomorrow.
Okay, so it's tomorrow. Okay.
I thought it was.
And you guys,
I was in
know,
high school.
You guys know what at the moment in, you know, 1999, a school shooting. We went, oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
I could not get away from that coverage.
Yep.
And then actually that summer was out in Denver and went to the school and walked around because the person I was with, we just consumed everything about it.
Yeah.
And now Columbine is not like a standalone of, oh my God, yeah. Never let this happen again.
My cousin.
25 years ago.
I had a friend that went there in college.
My cousin had graduated the year before it happened, in 98. And so they lived out in Littleton. I remember going there a handful of times and thinking when we drive by the high school, this was again before any of this happened, that's a really nice high school. And
I'll go to the football team.
And
that's
so
what we say where I'm from.
When it happened, probably for different reasons, because I actually had seen the high school and knew of it, but I was exactly like you. I couldn't turn it away. And it was something that at some point you needed to, because it was awful. But now this is, it's sad to say, now when you hear about it, you might give it a look and you know, your heart sinks for it, but then you move on.
So there was, her name was Amber Burgess, and she was a graduate of Columbine. That was her senior year. She played softball at Nebraska. She had a nice college career. She was not at school that day. She was at her grandma, and I know this because I interviewed her.
Mm-hmm.
She was at her grandmother's funeral, but her softball coach, who was a hero, Dave Sanders, was somebody who lost his life.
Oh, wow.
So that happened in the spring of her senior year at Columbine, and then she was on campus in Lincoln in the fall of 99.
Wow. Jeez. They were worried in my high school when that happened, because I was a sophomore, about copycat deals was a lot of the campus police were very much on guard, and I obviously didn't live anywhere near there, but that was our time. Those were our peers, if you will.
I wonder how many seniors that, you know, thankfully survived it, that either had plans to stay in the state to go to college, or maybe they didn't have college plans, that immediately, like you mentioned, a student athlete right there, maybe just seeking refuge somewhere else, just getting the hell out of there.
Interesting.
So I tell you, every time I hear, because it's a very good athletic high school, and especially football, they've been really good at football. And so they'll generate, you know, a handful of power five or a division, at least division one players.
Mm-hmm.
And so you hear somebody from Columbine High School in Denver, I still stop.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah. Okay.
You immediately think of that. That's unfortunately 25 years later. It's what's going to be known for. And, you know, probably another 50 years.
Seniors now are 43.
I watched everything. I remember going and getting the People magazine, the Time magazine. Yeah. We
heard about it in school when I went home.
It was one of those things that I think our generation will say we remember exactly what we were doing when that news broke. Either we were in college or wrapping up college or working, you were out of high school and you heard about that, unless maybe you're a little bit younger than us, you might have still been in high school, but you remember exactly where you were, what you were doing. Like you said, the amount of time that you spent consuming all of that.
See, I remember who I was like dating. I was dating the same person. We got to experience Princess Di, because she was a big Princess Di, Columbine, and then 9/11.
Man.
We're not together anymore.
I was going to say, that's kind of a...
You know what broke us up?
The Surrender Whites in 02?
Black Friday.
Oh,
in close. Boulder.
I was close.
I feel like there's a story behind this.
Yeah. But Colorado was scoring. She was as well.
Can we get her on the show?
Who scored more, you or Chris Brown?
I think she was more of the Bobby Pesavento.
She wasn't Bobby Purify.
All right, Brian Windhorst. See that? Yeah, that's how I remember things like events,
like who you're dating and who
I, like if you go, hey, what's your dating history? I'm like, okay, tell me an event.
Yeah. So if I say so for different reasons, Nebraska, Colorado.
Give me a sporting event.
Black 41 flash reverse.
Yeah.
Besides John Bishop splitting his pants.
I was with the same person that, yeah, Black Friday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
all right, so. 2005 Nebraska College World Series.
I was in Charleston. No. Yeah, I was in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
I know who that was.
Okay.
We're not together anymore.
The day that Steve Peterson got fired. Ooh. But I guess that was only 2 years later.
I was in Florida, and the first person to call me was John Bishop.
Same person you're dating?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, were you
engaged at that time? Okay. Yeah.
At what point were you back? I gotta figure out.
Like,
what point were you single compared to when you actually, were briefly?
I can't be
off the market.
I can't be by myself. So.
You just need someone in your life. I get
like
it.
I like big moments. I know who I was with. I was with Rachel when the Cubs won the World Series. She's also been with me for 3 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. The ex was with me on the Bartman game.
Oh, see, I didn't talk to her. There you are.
Oh. I did not talk to her, and she didn't get she didn't get it.
Was that the same one as Nebraska, Colorado? Because that was 03.
I moved on pretty quick.
Oh.
Told you, man. I can't be lonely.
We need a Venn diagram of this.
No, don't you guys remember? Like, well, like you haven't you basically been with your wife for a
since
while.
20, yeah, we
you,
were married.
You have.
Yeah.
Well, 2014 is when we met.
We actually met during the Nebraska-Washington 2010 game as Taylor Martinez was actually, running all over Husky Stadium.
One of my more fond memories of when I really knew that, hey, there's more than just dating this girl. 2014 Nebraska-Miami. She was down there with some friends. We were doing some stuff for ESPN Radio Game Day. Mm-hmm. And so I went up and met her after the game. And she was up at, not Old Chicago.
That was yesterday.
Wait, why am I just blanking? Where Danny Neoys used to go? Why am I just totally blanking on
Barry's?
Barry's, thank you. She was at Barry's. She came downstairs because we were waiting in line. We're just going to go up and see her for a drink before we got on the road. Oh, she was having a great time. And yeah.
Yeah, they won.
Like, I was like, this, and she's not even from here. I'm like, yeah, she's all right. I need to pay close attention to this one.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. So I can always put the Nebraska-Miami 2014 when everybody talks about how they want to see Memorial Stadium for the Colorado game. And they always say, well, you need like 2014 Nebraska-Miami. That's the first thing I think of 2014 Nebraska-Miami is where I really thought, hey, this is going from casual dating to, yeah, she's a keeper.
Yeah. Our first date was the 2010 Big 12 Championship.
Oh, nice.
I drunkenly said we should go to the game next weekend while I was at Arrowhead watching KU lose to Missouri. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to say, watch, I'm going to send this text. And then she replies, okay, I'll get Saturday off. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I'm going to Dallas.
You're the game in person or?
In person. Huh? Yeah. We drove from Wichita to Dallas.
And the aftermath of that story, of the one I was referring to, is she showed up the next morning as hungover as you can be to watch the Bears game at the Ice House. Again, keeper. That's where I'm like, yep, keeper. This is going to work.
Noon game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Windhorst is going to join us next. Where is he at? He's not here in Omaha.
No, because he's in New York the last couple of days.
Let's see if he is on TV here.
Yeah, because he was on Get Up
today.
I know he was doing it on Tuesday and Wednesday. So he said his best opportunity was Thursday and Friday. And then so when I texted him yesterday, he said he will have a schedule later in the afternoon. And then he said, how about 8:30? So he's either on his way back or he's going to one of the games. I would assume that he's probably staying in New York.
Jake says, Gary. Who were you with when Nebraska won the national championship in 71?
Fair.
That's a good one.
No, I think that was Walton. That was Walton Barb. Yeah. It was Walton Barb back then.
They had ideas for you that you just didn't know about them.
They had a watch party. It's a good time.
All right.
What year were you born?
Huh?
What year were you born?
1954. Should make me.
Wow. You're doing it. You're looking good.
So I am a nice ripe age.
Yeah. You're looking great.
You guys do the math?
No. Journalism degree. Ain't going to happen.
Wendy is coming next on 1620 The Zone.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save.